From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. The town of Leland turned 30 this month. The current population, according to estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, is about 22,000 people. That's growth of about 61% over the last 9 years. When we conducted candidate interviews 2 years ago for the jobs of mayor and town council members, the biggest challenge facing Leland was coping with and planning for the rapid growth. That is just as true in 2019. About 30% of Brunswick County's population is 65 and over, and in Leland, seniors make up nearly a quarter of the population. The town council is made up of four members who serve staggered four-year terms. Until this year, the mayor served a two-year term, but that all changes. In 2019, the mayor, like council members, will be elected to a four-year term. There are two candidates who filed to be the next mayor of Leland, the incumbent Brenda Bozeman, and one challenger, Shirley Lawler. When Lawler ran for Leland Town Council 2 years ago, she told us she had decided against actively pursuing her candidacy before the election, although her name still appeared on the ballot. This year, after filing to run for mayor, she initially told us she'd participate in the Coastline candidate interviews, but multiple attempts by WHQR to set up her time have gone unanswered. This means the entire hour today goes to current Leland Mayor Brenda Bozeman, who is seeking her fifth term. She's completing her fourth two-year term, 8 years as mayor. If she's reelected, she will embark on that first four-year term. Brenda Bozeman served on Leland's planning board when it first formed in the 1990s, and she continued in that role for more than 9 years. She won her first seat on town council in 2003 and was chosen mayor pro tem in 2005. That's a position she kept until 2011, when residents elected her the town's first female mayor. She is also a full-time realtor. Mayor Brenda Bozeman, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having us here. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. And today's conversation, as a reminder, is pre-recorded. Brenda Bozeman, why did the town decide to change the length of the mayor's term from 2 years to four?
That was brought up by some of the council members. They thought it was ridiculous that every 2 years they had to change over, because it takes so long to get anything done, really, in government. And they said you just can't get anything done if you just have 2 years, because after a year and a half you have to start planning for re-election or planning for a new mayor or whatever. So I said, I don't want to be a part of this vote. Y'all decide. And they decided.
And are you happy with that change?
I am, because I like to give 100% to everything. And sometimes at times like this, you have to make time for meet and greets. You have to attend some things that you normally don't attend. And it takes a lot of time away from what you should be doing.
What do you think the town of Leland is doing really well when you just look back over this last term of yours since 2017? What are you proud of?
What am I proud of? I'm proud of the economic development that we have created in our area. You know, I have been there forever. I remember when we had nothing. I remember we had to come into Wilmington for every little thing. Now, very seldom do you have to go to Wilmington unless you absolutely want something different than what Leland has to offer.
And I remember when we spoke 2 years ago, we talked a little bit about the direction of the economic development. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the fact that there are a lot of chains that are coming into the area, and like Panera Bread was opening up, mm-hmm, a couple years ago. Chick-fil-A is coming in a few months, along with a Starbucks. There is one, for the record, in the Harris Teeter,
That's
though.
That's correct. That's correct.
And there are some local restaurants and local boutiques and shops there as well. How do you balance that so that Leland doesn't become just another American town where everything looks the same? We have the Dunkin' Donuts and the Walmart, and you could be dropped anywhere in America and it looks all the same.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of Leland. We have something for everyone. We have the smaller stores, the small business owners. We have the big box. You have to have a variety. Right now, people still, they still want a Target. They want a Home Depot or a Lowe's. They still want some of these things. But when you see them out shopping, they're going to those little specialty stores. And we've got several to choose from now. Small business owners are very important to an area.
And what role does the town of Leland play in bringing some of these larger stores to Leland? For instance, the Chick-fil-A. Is that something that local economic development leaders sought out, or did Chick-fil-A just look at this growing market and say, we need
some to... Some of both. Some of both. The developer was going after them. Leland was not leaving them alone. Leland was constantly going in Chick-fil-A. Come on, come to Leland. You know, even my husband, he says, when are we going to get a Chick-fil-A? Well, thank God it's coming now. But our economic development director, he does meet with the persons in charge of finding the locations and all. Matter of fact, in 2 weeks, I think it's 2 weeks, I have a meeting with the owner of the Chick-fil-A of Leland.
And what is that meeting going to be about? What?
I don't know. She requested it.
All right. I guess we'll find out. Now, we know there are still residents in Leland who are living in campers and motels as a result of damage to their homes from Hurricane Florence, which was a little over a year ago now. 30 homes in the Stony Creek Plantation subdivision flooded, according to a report by WTVD. What, as mayor of their town, would you say to some of those folks who are still displaced?
We are still working with those people. We keep, see, there's ordinances against campers and things in driveways. We keep changing and allowing permitting for them as they choose to rebuild. There are, I think we have four that cannot rebuild because of different reasons with the FEMA and the flood maps. But we have worked diligently with the Stony Creek and Snead Farm people to help them any way that we possibly can. You know, that was a heart-wrenching thing to go there after the water subsided. It was a heart-wrenching thing, and all we could do was just stand there and hold some of the people in our arms and tell them we'll do anything we can. And matter of fact, I had Congressman Rouser come and meet with them two or three times. We held different meetings like that to see where we were with FEMA, how things were going to work for them, and we've been there for them. We've been doing everything we can.
One of the town's top public safety goals, according to the budget manual, is to be prepared for, responsive to, and able to recover from natural and man-made disasters. What does that mean in practical terms for the town of Leland?
Excuse me. Actually, the resilience and recovery plan that we have in place, we never had to use what we had. We had to go beyond. And so now we're
talking about funds set aside?
Well, you got the funds, you've got the preparedness, what you got to do to prepare for these things. Thank God last year when Florence came, we had the group from the Missouri Task Force team with us. They brought in the pontoon boats and the different things that was needed to go out and get the people to bring them to safety. And so now we're seeing other things like they had for their natural disasters that they brought with us. We can see what we've got to prepare for, because you never know when that might happen again. We hope and pray it don't, but you never know what the future holds.
And we're hearing from the scientific community, of course, climate change is contributing to sea level rise, which means expanding oceans. It means coastal communities are impacted in a number of different ways, including storms like Hurricane Florence that became a rain bomb, by nuisance flooding, by more flooding. Do you see the town of Leland as affected by those factors? And under your leadership, is the town of Leland preparing for some of these changes?
Well, you always have to prepare for anything possible whatsoever. With the ocean, we're not next to the ocean. probably not have to, but we need to know what to do in, just in case. Because one day, I say it, 150 years from now, there Leland may be the oceanfront property. Who knows? But the way the water keeps coming up and the dunes keep going away, that just might happen. But we just need to continue preparing for anything, any disaster that happens anywhere in that we can learn from. We need to be on top of that, and that's what our public safety and is. That's what they've been working on ever since last year.
We had kind of a near miss with Hurricane Dorian.
Thank God. People were
very prepared to see another Florence, and it didn't happen, at least for the town of Leland. Leland didn't see much damage.
That's right.
But what were some of the lessons from Florence? You mentioned pontoon boats. What were some of the other things that Leland officials took from that?
Never take it serious that you're not in a flood zone. Most of the homes that flooded out in Leland was not in a flood zone. Some, the flood zone had just changed a few weeks before, and the people were not even aware it had changed. The flood maps, some of them was told they needed to get flood insurance, but flood insurance would not have helped them at that time because you have to have it like 30 to 60 days before the accident happens.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Brenda Bozeman, mayor of the town of Leland, is with us today. When we come back from this break, we'll find out what she thinks the future of safe drinking water in Leland will look like. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Brenda Bozeman is finishing her fourth term as mayor of Leland in Brunswick County. If she wins this fifth term, she will serve a four-year term instead of a two-year term. This is a change for the town. Her opponent, Shirley Lawler, elected not to appear on Coastline, so Brenda Bozeman has the hour, and today's conversation is pre-recorded. Leland got embroiled in a lawsuit with H2GO, a water utility, the town of Belleville. There is now an agreement in the works. Are you fully supportive of this agreement? And where would you like to see this go?
Rachel, first of all, I have always and I still wish that we could have a regional water system, water and sewer. I've always wished that.
When you say regional, do you mean beyond the county?
No, with the county, with the entire county. But all the years of being mayor, this has probably been one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. But it had to be made for the best interest to all the citizens of our area, because we needed to agree on a plan that all parties can be satisfied to make it a win-win to resolve the problem for all the communities, not just Leland, but for Belleville, Sandy Creek, Navassa, my brother that's in Bullen Springs, my sister that lives in the county. All this is important. And so we need to work together to have a win-win for all involved.
And what does that look like?
Well, the agreement has been publicized. We're just trying to all work together here. Ways that it won't hurt in either any town that's involved in our partnership. Leland is we are in it to protect our citizens and the growth of our town. That was the bottom line, getting into the lawsuit and trying to settle everything. Now, the courts ruled, but with the appeal going on, this is just dragging out too long, and it's time to stop it.
So let's just go back a little bit, because this is one of probably the biggest and most controversial issues for the people in Leland. There are some folks who have long supported having H2GO, this Leland, essentially, water utility, build a reverse osmosis plant. And in fact, the idea for the plant emerged before we ever knew about PFAS in the water, or
that's
Gen
right.
X in the water. And then once that news broke, which we can credit the Star News with, I think in 2017,
right,
then suddenly the urgency behind an RO plant escalated for many
right.
people. Brunswick County is now planning
right.
a reverse
correct.
Osmosis plant. So really, so opponents of the H2GO plant say it's economies of scale. It's just going to cost people more in Leland to pay for water because they'll have this small plant that's just serving the people of Leland, when if you have Brunswick County serving everybody, it will cost less. But economic analyses of this show, according to H2GO, that rates would not go up. So why the opposition to a reverse
osmosis
plant?
To start with, Rachel, it was not about the RO plant. I mean, about the chemicals in the water or anything. To start with, H2GO came up with building the RO plant because they wanted to get out from under the thumb of the county. They were buying their water from the county, just like Leland does to certain areas of Leland. They wanted to get out from under the thumb. So they started the RO plant, which that is what raised the concern with a lot of citizens that were against it.
Raised some concern about cost.
About the cost,
at that's
correct.
Right.
I'm not a financial wizard. I have to depend on information given to me by those people that's what they do daily. I couldn't see where it was going to cost more with the county, but I could see where it would cost the ones in just our area, there in Leland area, for the RO plant. I could see that because I went with H2GO directors to Nags Head to look at some of the RO plants that's up there. That's a very technical system.
It is. And in fact, reverse osmosis seems to be the only method that removes these chemical compounds that we think are linked to certain types of cancer. The only process that removes it from the drinking water supply.
Right.
So why, knowing what we know now about what's in the drinking water supply, why would someone not support developing a reverse osmosis plant?
Well, and that's what's in the agreement now. H2GO can go ahead and build their RO plant, and all of Leland will be on that RO plant. The Leland water that we provide water to, they will be on that system also.
But you said initially H2GO wanted to get out from under the thumb of Brunswick County, and there is this acrimony that I don't know whether anyone has really articulated between Leland and Belleville, and now H2GO is part of this. What is that all about? Where is that really coming from? Because it's almost like the assumption is the other guy's motives aren't pure. Or, I mean, where does this tension come from?
Tension goes from way back.
Right.
It's not just the RO plant. It's not just yesterday's news. It is many years ago. And there's always, you know, going through a lot of paperwork from the previous Mayor Baldwin, the very first mayor of Leland, we have been given loads of boxes with information. And it goes way back. Back in the 80s, it was going on. And then as I went through the papers, I'm finding more and more. After we incorporated the then council, some of the things that they did, it was still fighting with Belleville over other stuff. Let's stop them from doing this. Let's stop them from doing that. And it's just never stopped. And no matter how many olive branches I've given, I just can't make it happen for everybody just to get along.
It's hard for those of us who haven't been around since the beginning to really understand that. Can you give us an example of an olive branch that you've extended that you feel hasn't really paid off?
Well, the present mayor, him and I have met many times and agreed that it had to stop. Neither one of us was in the groups.
Talking about Belleville Mayor Mike Allen.
That's correct. Neither one of us was involved in anything that started in the beginning. We weren't involved. And it's like, why does it have to continue? And hopefully, you know, a lot of new people have come now onto the Belleville board, some new ones on my board, and hopefully things can change now. I'm hoping and praying for that.
So when you look down the road, H2GO then is going to build this reverse osmosis plant. Brunswick County is going to have its own reverse osmosis plant.
Yeah, but now they both have to get permits, and they both have to get permission from the LGC, which is the local government commission. They've got to prove that they can be able to do these things. So it's not dead set, but it pretty much looks hopeful now that that's what's going to happen.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today, our focus is on Leland. Mayor Brenda Bozeman is finishing her fourth term and 8 years as mayor. That after serving on town council from 2003 to 2011. And before that, she served on Leland's planning board. She is a full-time realtor. She is with us for the hour, and our conversation today is pre-recorded. Brenda Bozeman, you're aware that the senior population in Leland is growing, and you've said that you worked with Brunswick Senior Resources in Brunswick County to build a new senior center on the town hall campus. Do you see the senior sector continuing to grow in Leland? And if so, how is the town planning for that in terms of infrastructure that would be appropriate for seniors and services that seniors will need?
Well, I think that's been proven already. When you go through Leland now and you see all the medical that we now have, we have several dentists, we have dermatologists, we have just about all doctors that you would want now there in the town of Leland. And with the senior population, I know right now Brunswick Forest is planning on have like a village where they'll have the three tiers. You can live alone, or then you can have assisted living, and then you might have the nursing home. And I have heard, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I have heard that there was going to be one at Compass Point like that also, which is out in 74 and not in the town of Leland.
In the economic development plan of 2019, one of the first steps that Leland did, they undertook a SWOT analysis, which is identifying strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. One of the weaknesses identified in that was lack of collaboration with the county. How are you working to bridge that gap?
Now, see, that's one thing I disagree with. I think we've worked very well with the county. The town of Leland, we go way back working, starting as soon as we became a town. Land was given to the county for the Leland Library. We have constantly through the years worked together, providing things at town hall to if the county needed to have the health department or anybody come in for our district to do anything. We've always been there for that. I think we've worked very well with the county, and I think we will continue to do so. Saturday at our luncheon for past councils and founders, we had four of the county commissioners at our luncheon. So
you just think that's not accurate?
I do. I think it's not accurate, and because we have been working. Our town manager and the county manager has worked real well together for the last 7-8 years.
Is there a potential that isn't being realized?
I think mostly it's just you take little things like, you know, we applied for ETJ, extraterritorial jurisdiction. We got turned down. We've asked for help with an ABC store. We got turned down. I think that may be where some of that comes from. But overall, we all work together.
There was essentially, well, there was no increase to the property tax rate.
Right.
In this past year. But there was an increase in property valuations to the tune of nearly $400 million overall.
Right.
This was not, Leland did not take a revenue neutral approach to this. They kept the tax rate
right
at the same rate, which means most people's property increased in value, which means most people will pay more in taxes this year. So it's essentially a tax increase for people this year. Even though the rate stayed the same.
It appears that way, yes.
Well, it is. I mean, people are paying more unless, you know, they have an old car, of course, that probably is worth less. But when you're talking about homes, which is where most people feel the brunt of the property tax, they're going to pay more. Why in Leland's literature do you not present it as, even though we haven't increased the rate, you probably will pay more in property tax this year, and here's why?
Well, when the county reevaluated, we looked over the figures to see how it would affect the town of Leland. If we had went revenue neutral, we would have still had to go up on taxes. There's things you need when you're a growing town. Right now, we're right now looking to purchase a new fire truck. You know, when we took the fire department in, that's a big responsibility, but that was something that we felt we needed to be able to provide 24-hour service to the citizens for their safety.
Right. And there is a 20% increase in fire fees.
And that was done by the county, the town of Belleville, and Leland. That whole committee, the fire committee for those towns, all got together and they agreed that that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that alone does not buy a fire truck. A fire truck alone without any of the equipment on it can be almost $700,000.
There's also a brand new $30 vehicle tax.
And that is correct. That is another way of having money to go towards roads, to benefit the roads, repairs and all that. We are in process right now. We just had yesterday a street study presentation given to us on all the streets that we have in the town, and the ones that are critical all the way up to the ones that need no repair at all. And so that $30 for each vehicle is going to help make those repairs.
Now help us understand the difference between what the state, what the Department of Transportation will cover, and we know, of course, that they're having a pretty serious cash crunch. And so some things may be tabled by DOT, but where does Leland come in when it comes to maintaining roads?
It's when it's a Leland Town road. As of right now, DOT roads are our main roads, like Village Road, Navassa Road, Lanville Road, Old Fayetteville Road, Highway 17, Highway 74, all of those are DOT roads. The town of Leland's is, once you turn off those roads into subdivision, those are our roads. And once you turn to go into a shopping center, until you get right up at the shopping center, the parking lot's not our problem. But the road going into it is.
When we look at most of the capital projects listed in this year's budget, Sturgeon Creek Community Park, Leland Municipal Park, Cypress Cove Park, in the concerns section, and this isn't true of all of them, but most of them, it says lack of funding.
That's true. But you have to have park plans in place to be able to go after grants. You cannot just go ask for a grant to do a park without the plan in place. Matter of fact, we just had presented to us, well, at the park at Founders Day, we had the schematics of what our municipal park is to look like. We are also next week, we have a workshop for people to come in and tell us what they'd like to see at the Sturgeon Creek, which we think is going to be dynamite because North Carolina Wildlife's coming in, putting in a boat ramp. And
this is potentially, what, almost 80 acres? It's a lot of acres.
It's a lot of land there. And we want to see what the people want. That's how we have grown. We had charrettes and all, had people come in and tell us, what do you want to see Leland be?
And this was how long ago? How frequently do you have these charrettes where you talk with citizens about what they want?
I was on council about a year. So you're talking 15 years ago we started. Now, it was just amazing to have, that we had very few new people here at that time. And it was amazing at the people like me that's been there forever, how they come in and they were hoping to have this, they were hoping to have that. And it's really rewarding when you see it happening now, that they're getting those things that they wanted.
When you think about the initiatives laid out in the Leland Economic Development Plan and the direction, What do you think in that plan will have the biggest impact on quality of life for the town of Leland?
I think going into the Leland Industrial Park and working with the folks that they're working with there, I think that's going to dramatically help our area, especially with jobs. I think they will have... because they are working with people, and we've got people on the Economic Development Committee that has the expertise of recruiting companies. So, and that's the nearest place we have in the town of Leland, which is not actually in the Leland city limits, but except for pieces of it.
Leland has interesting geography.
We really do. Sometimes you get confused on it.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Leland Mayor Brenda Bozeman is my guest today. We'll be back after this short break. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Brenda Bozeman has served as Leland's mayor for the past 8 years. If she wins a fifth term as leader of the Brunswick County Municipality, she will embark on her first four-year term as mayor. Her challenger, Shirley Lawler, opted out of appearing today, so we've given the full hour to Mayor Brenda Bozeman. Today's conversation is pre-recorded. And Mayor Bozeman, just before we went to break, you were talking about developing Leland's Industrial Park. And mentioned the odd geographical patchwork that Leland is. It's got Navassa and Belleville and Winnebago kind of sprinkled in between its borders. They're non-contiguous.
And pockets of the county right in the middle of Leland.
Right. So what kind of challenge does that present from a governmental and policy point of view?
Well, a lot of people think that they live in the town of Leland, and they come, you know, we get complaints that they can't get a recycling bin. Why not? And it's because they're not a citizen of Leland. But they, well, my neighbor is. The neighbor's across the street, and they're in the town of Leland. So, you know, it's just really more nitpicky things like that.
Is Leland working towards a plan to annex some of those areas that create the gap so that it will eventually have contiguous borders?
One day I think it will happen. But as of right now, Rachel, you know, there's you can only do voluntary annexation now. North Carolina General Assembly changed that several years ago to where you just can't annex anything. It has to be, and it has to be 100% or a vote on election day by a neighborhood or whatever, a certain area, which we have one of those coming up on November 5th also. We have part of a neighborhood, they want to come into the town, and some of them does not want to. So now it's going to be left up to them on voting day whether or not they're going to be part of Leland.
You mentioned the industrial park, and the name of it sounds like it would mean bringing heavy industry to Leland. What will the development of that industrial park look like? And is Leland looking at high tech and cleaner kinds of industries?
I think that's what they'll be doing, is going after the cleaner type businesses. Now, it's not a huge area where you could have a big DuPont or a big Hercules or anything like that. It's not that large. But for technical companies and different things like that, that's what is going to be coming to that industrial park, I believe.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Now, Leland has this qualified opportunity zone tract that's bounded by the town of Navassa, Highway 7476, Mount Misery Road, and where Village Road and Highway 7476 meet. But some in other parts of the country are finding that instead of these zones helping the current residents, they're benefiting wealthy investors, gentrifying poorer areas, sometimes forcing out longtime residents. How do you see this opportunity zone developing?
Well, in the town of Leland, that's still real new to us. We've not had workshops or anything on that yet. It's just us trying to learn a little bit of what it is now so that we can come together and put our heads together and see what we need to do to try to participate in that.
Navassa, of course, is its own jurisdiction, but is a neighbor of Leland and an important part of
right.
that regional area in uh-huh. terms of planning. Has its own government, of course.
That's
the former Kerr McGee site is now, which is in Navassa, not Leland, it's now likely to undergo a major redevelopment, which would exponentially increase that town's population, probably affect Leland. There's some concern this redevelopment could force out residents who can't handle the increase in property values that would come along with this redevelopment. What role, if any, does Leland play?
Well, Leland already works real well with Navassa. We share some resources, and to actually answer that question, Rachel, that's one that's going to be a toughie to answer, because you got to be so involved. But when you're so involved in your own household, sometimes it's hard to go next door to the household and try to get involved. So that's something that, you know, as they come to us for help, or when we ask them at the mayor's meeting, I always ask, what can we do to help you? We're there for each other. But one thing you mentioned was the McGee site. That is right across the creek from our Sturgeon Creek Park. So we think that whole area there can really be enhanced. There are no homes in that particular area. So we think that can really be enhanced to bring something really special to our area, whether it's on the Navassa side or on the Leland side.
When we look at developers in the town of Leland, one of the unique things about Leland, it's so young. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, it just turned 30. There are developers who have different approaches to how they build a subdivision within the town of Leland, and there are some who just go into an area and completely clear-cut tracts of land down to dirt and build up from there. And then there are other developers, and I think of Brunswick Forest as an example of this, that designed neighborhoods that have clumps of green spaces and trees. We know from studies that complete clear-cutting like that actually impacts local ecology. It creates what we call heat islands, where temperatures rise because mm-hmm. there's nothing to offset them or absorb some of that heat. And we know that property values are higher when there are green spaces that are preserved. Why is there such a divergence in the town of Leland in terms of what Leland lets these developers do?
Actually, Rachel, there is a, in subdivision approvals now, there are green spaces, there has to be a certain percentage. It depends on the size of the development. We do have that in our ordinances that they have to do. Now, so many that has come in is not actually... was actually already approved by the county and then came in and asked to be annexed in. and it was all they had already been approved. The trees were already down. So, but we do have staff right now working on a tree ordinance to try our best to do our part and see into it that everything is not all clear cut. But one thing a lot of people don't realize, you go into a subdivision and you want this beautiful home and you pick out that lot. Well, that's a large house to sit on that lot. Any tree within so many feet of that house has got to be removed. And a lot of times that's why it's so clear cut, is because you want that certain house on that certain lot. So it's not just, you know, developers just clear cut. Yes, some of them do.
And we've just seen evidence of that in the Mallory Creek area.
That's correct. That's correct. But like I said, we are working on a tree ordinance. We do require the green spaces, and a lot of times that's the parks that they put inside the neighborhoods.
Right. Now, we know that Cape Fear Crossing is DOA, the state's Department of Transportation, facing a serious cash crunch. What do you think the next version of another crossing between New Hanover and Brunswick County should look like? And what role are you as mayor of Leland going to play in helping to develop this plan?
All right. This is a biggie, Rachel. The Cape Fear Crossing, I really don't think it's dead. That's my personal opinion. I think because, and the reason I say that is because there's still talk, there's still people trying to figure out a way to make it work, trying to find the money. There is no money to build the bridge as we speak. What I have been doing all along, and I want to clarify one point on that, Leland, under my leadership, has not said we did not want a bridge. We know that there is a need for another bridge. But we just wanted, there was one of two routes that was given that we asked just to modify those routes to keep it away from our neighborhoods. And it's not just my neighborhood or the Leland neighborhood. Stony Creek, the whole front of it would be taken if they were to choose the route that they had right there at their area. If they'd have chose that, the whole front part of Belleville would have been gone. Because that front part is Belleville, then there's a little bit that's county, and then Leland's in the back. So it would be going across, taking out Belleville's little section there and going around and getting skirting the back of our homes that was just flooded last year. So that's why we were fighting. I met with congressmen. I met with state senators, House of Representatives. I met with Mayor Sappho.
And it seemed like Wilmington and the people in Brunswick County in general had really divergent viewpoints about where that crossing needed to go.
Well, we know that Wilmington wants it either to end there at Independence Boulevard or Shipyard. And we're okay with that. But just don't take it through the middle of our neighborhoods. Don't wipe us out. Because three of them was going right through the middle of Brunswick Forest. And then, of course, that one taking away Stony Creek, that was just devastating. But there was one that when at the WMPO TAC meeting just 2 weeks ago, Chad Kimes gave a presentation. And in that presentation, he showed what sort of could have been one of them that we asked to be modified. So we're keeping up the fight.
You talking about the Brayton Willis route?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a phenomenal plan.
And so what we've heard conflicting things about that, I think I spoke with a person from DOT before DOT officially killed the project. And they said, yes, they were taking into consideration that particular route, which seems to be favored by people in Brunswick County because it doesn't take out homes. But then I've heard other people say, no, that was never under serious consideration. You're saying it is?
Well, I'm saying that a lot of what Chad presented to the board was a lot of what Brayton had presented. Now, Brayton's plan would have done, it would not only have taken care of just the bridge crossing, it would have also taken care of the rail alignment that Wilmington wanted. You know, Wilmington's wanting the railroad tracks gone, they're wanting the trucks off the highways, and Brayton's plan would have took care of that.
Military Ocean Terminal Sunny Point, also known as MOTSU, is likely to see more private property owners come closer to its interchange yard in Leland, where trainloads full of munitions come through. Brunswick County's planning board recently approved a rezoning request that would create high-density residential units near this U.S. Army property, and this is according to an article from Port City Daily. Commissioners vote on the request in October. Do you, as mayor of Leland, have any reservations about populating that surrounding area with residents?
I'm not an expert on MOTSU. So just yesterday, we instructed staff to have a Council of Government representative come to us and give us a presentation on the MOTSU plan. So that we can make any decision that we have to make from what he gives to us when he does that presentation.
And what will that mean if you do decide that you have concerns about people living so close to train loads full of munitions? What jurisdiction does Leland have?
Well, you know, Rachel, right now it's a scary thought. It's a very scary thought that people are already near it, that's been near it for many years. So until we get a report and see the presentation of exactly what the plans are, that's when decisions will have to be made.
Now, the town of Leland has approved an additional roughly $1 million in economic development incentives associated with three residential projects. This essentially means that Leland is helping developers pay for infrastructure, utilities. Mm-hmm. And some folks wonder why, if it's such a fast-growing place, residential developers would need to be incentivized in the first place. Why is Leland helping developers pay for some of this, these elements of the infrastructure?
Rachel, first of all, Leland's not alone in giving incentives. Most towns do, in fact, do it because it allows the town to acquire needed growth to ensure a healthy tax base. You have developments going up near town limits that are using your services, using your roads, but yet they're not paying for them. So we offer the voluntary annexation to them. The money that we offer is not tax money. We give no money until the work is done that they have said they were going to do. That money came from them to start with. That's like if I come to you and I asked you for $500,000 and tell you that, and you tell me that you're going to give me that $500,000, but within 2 years you want $200,000 back if I don't do such a thing, or if I do something, if I do what I told you I was going to do. Well, I think you would give me that $500,000 if you're going to get a little bit of it back. Wait a minute, I'm getting confused here.
It's a very complicated
analogy. It is. But the future tax base and sales tax that you get from that is going to come way back to you. So, in other words, you'll get $500,000 every year after. So I give you $500, you give me $200 back, and then forever, you've got $500,000 coming in a year.
And that's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Leland Mayor Brenda Bozeman, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Rachel.
Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. News producer is Rachel Keith. Coastline producer is Caitlin Freund. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast. Find it on the HQR app. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.